HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. A day after a deadly shooting, a vigil is held at Florida State University, where Richard McCullough is president.
We will honor them, not by mourning, but by continuing to be strong. Florida State strong.
Two people died. The six who were hurt are expected to make a full recovery. CBS's Katie Weiss in Tallahassee.
FSU students and faculty grappling with the tragedy have been coming together to comfort one another and place flowers and mementos.
Everybody's still in shock of what happened. It was obviously a very devastating time yesterday.
Police identified the suspect as 20-year-old Phoenix Eichner, an FSU student and stepson of a local sheriff's deputy.
Investigators say he is not cooperating. Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland says after meeting with Kilmara Brego Garcia in El Salvador that the deportee has told him he was not allowed to call anyone after being detained by ICE. Abrego Garcia says he was traumatized by being at the notorious CCOP prison, but according to Van Hollen,
he told me, and this was yesterday, that 8 days ago, so I guess 9 days ago from today, he was moved to another detention center in Santa Ana, where the conditions are better.
President Trump criticizes Van Hollen.
He's a fake. I know him. I know them all. They're all fake. And they have no interest in that prisoner. That prisoner's record is unbelievably bad.
Van Hollen says the Trump administration is not telling the truth. Some 70 people call Swan, Iowa, home. It's been in existence since the 1840s, but the city council has voted to dissolve the town. Stacey Harding is mayor.
You think about what it takes to run a local government. You have almost as much paperwork for a town of 10,000 as you do for a town of 68.
The town is being dissolved because of leadership and financial challenges. A late-season winter storm is disrupting holiday ground and air travel across much of Colorado and Wyoming. KCNC's Callie Zanandri in Denver.
Now, this is that wet, heavy, slushy spring snow, so you may need to get out there, shake off those tree branches. Up in the northern, central, and southern mountains, we could pick up a foot of snow by the time we get into tomorrow morning.
A change of command ceremony has taken place on the International Space Station.
This is a key from ISS. Now it's your key.
Station command is being turned over to Japanese astronaut Takuya Onishi. NASA astronaut Dan Pettit, along with two cosmonauts, will depart the International Space Station aboard the Soyuz MS-26 spacecraft and return to Earth tomorrow. Pettit's 70th birthday is on Sunday. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Is it Dame time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Talk to Ja, see what the deal is. But, you know, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays with and who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. The new Star Wars film officially has a title, and it's called Star Wars Starfighter. The film's lead actor will be Ryan Gosling, and it will be directed by Sean Levy, whose previous credits include, well, pretty much everything. Levy has directed the recent smash Deadpool and Wolverine, all three Night at the Museum films, and executive produced Stranger Things. Gosling's last big film was The Fall Guy, so I'm sure he's eager to wash that taste out of his mouth. Star Wars Starfighter hits theaters May 28th of 2027. There is something about podcasts that seems to help celebrities open up. Emilio Estevez recently appeared on the Happy, Sad, Confused podcast, Host Josh Horowitz asked The Outsiders actor what the worst note he ever got from a director was. Estevez says on the set of St. Elmo's Fire, director Joel Schumacher screamed at the top of his lungs, "Have a good bleeping time." Estevez says Schumacher was a bully and wildly insecure. He also made a very mediocre Batman movie. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight to low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-50s for Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday, showers developing, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Showers continue Sunday night and linger on into Monday morning. It's 46 right now.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time. We'll review the weekend news, and Jimmy Cuska, Civic Media Sports Director, will be here to talk about changes coming to the WIAA. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap Eau Claire, Chippewa Valley's home for the Todd Albaugh Show.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Maggie Dawn Show. If you're rejoining us, welcome. If you're just tuning in, it's Friday. We made it, another week in the books. And since it's the 3 o'clock hour, it's time for a little segment we like to call Ask Maggie. Remember, you can always get in on the action. Text your questions in 855-752-4842, 855-CIVIC, or feel free to email them in anytime to askmaggie@civicmedia.us. That's askmaggie@civicmedia.us. Greetings to Sherry in Horicon, Cam in Appleton, Stephen in La Crosse, and all of our fine viewers on YouTube, Facebook, X, and Instagram. You can always find us there. Civic Media's got our own YouTube channel. If you want to watch on the X, what used to be Twitter, Insta, or Facebook, just check out at Maggie Dawn Show. And I've got my fine senior producer with me, Jamie, in the studio, live in 3D. For this afternoon's session of Ask Maggie. How you doing, Jamie?
I'm great. This is awesome. We're right across from each other.
This is the first time we've actually did it in the same room.
Yes. It's the magic of, you know, what we learned out of COVID. How to do things virtually in this world, right? Virtual e-meets and all of those kind of things. It's odd.
It is odd.
But it's so good.
It is. It's nice to be with you, Jamie, and nice to be with all of you this fine Friday afternoon. Again, if you're not familiar with this segment, you can ask me basically anything that you would like. It doesn't have to be political. It can be sports, pop culture. We've even gotten which way do I like the toilet paper, over or under, answer over. But I respect all the cat owners out there that are like, no, don't do that. Yeah. So again, if you want to get in on it, askmaggie@civicmedia.us. And the hook is this. If you've listened to me before, you know I can carry on a bit. So Jamie decides pretty arbitrarily whether or not I'm going to get 30 or 60 seconds to answer the question. And I do my very best to stop talking before the timer runs out.
Arbitrarily. That's not the first time somebody said that about me. So that's good. That's a good descriptor.
No. That makes it interesting.
That's a good descriptor.
Not a criticism.
I'm okay. Arbitrary is better than when people call me cute because I feel like somebody's puppy. You know, like we're teddy bear or something. It's a nice compliment. I get they're trying to be nice, but then I feel like somebody's puppy. That's what you use to describe a puppy.
So, Jamie, I'll just say this about the descriptor cute. I don't think anyone's ever used that word to describe me. I mean, by like the sixth grade, I think I was already like a towering 5'10". Didn't get a lot of cute as a chosen adjective for me. So, you know, that sounds desirable to me.
Sure. Okay. All right. So,
right. It's all relative.
It's always when people call me unique. I get that a lot, too. And I'm always like, do you actually mean that as a compliment or should I be a little offended right now? But I take it as a compliment
because I'd rather be be unique than Wonder Bread.
I was just
going to
say, I've never fit in a mold, so I'm good with that. I'm good with that. All right, so are we ready? Now, I promised you we were going to keep it light, but we had a couple of questions that came in last week, so and they're a little on the heavier side. So I want to start with those, get those out of the way, and then we can go on to the lighter side of things.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so we actually had a couple of people text in last week, and they're a little concerned about April 20th, right?
Yes.
We've talked a little bit about the fact that there's a lot of speculation that the Insurrection Act might come into play on April 20th, maybe some martial law. So we've had both Tiffany and Amanda, Tiffany from River Plains and Amanda from Cross Plains, ask if we should be concerned about April 20th. And, you know, Amanda says she's got some travel plans to California. Is this something she should be doing over the weekend, over that particular weekend, which I guess would be this weekend, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. It's already April 20th. Okay.
So much happening.
There is so much happening. I keep losing track of time. So we're going to start with this heavier question. Should we be concerned about April 20th? And Jacob, who is filling in for Cal today, let's give Maggie 60 seconds to answer this one. Hit the bed when you're ready, Jacob.
Should we be worried about April 20th? Yes, we should. Should you change what you're doing? No, you shouldn't. One of the biggest acts of resistance in this time is to continue to live your life, to exercise your First Amendment rights, and to stand up for what you believe in. It's also resistance to live joyfully right now. So keep doing what you're doing out there. These next few weeks are going to get rocky. Things are going to probably get a bit worse. I think it would be foolish and foolhardy to not be candid about that. But our best resistance is making our voices heard and continuing to live our lives fully in enjoyment of all of our rights as Americans and with some joy and exuberance. So please travel, be safe, be aware of your surroundings, take care of one another.
I love that answer. I mean, that's really, I think right now all we can do, right? Because every day we're in this barrage of awfulness and it just doesn't seem to stop. And sometimes you just need a break from all of it. So you've got to
keep going.
Yes, absolutely. All right. So I promise that's the most hardcore question we're going to take.
Let me just make this other observation very briefly. April 20th is also Easter.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have some thoughts on that coinky dink.
Okay.
In the last segment of the hour. So everybody's going to want to hang around to get my final thoughts of the week as we roll into an Easter weekend. And the one thing I didn't get to say in the last segment when I was talking about Judge Wilkinson's decision and the warning that he's sending to all of us. He used specific language that basically said, if the Trump administration can do this, why can't they simply mistakenly deport a citizen and then go, oh, we can't do anything about it? Well, there is news coverage that broke late last afternoon that a U.S.-born American citizen has been detained at the request of immigration authorities despite an advocate showing his U.S. birth certificate in court and a county judge finding no reason for him to be considered an illegal alien. The guy's name is Juan Carlos Lopez Gomez. He was 20. He was arrested Thursday evening by Florida Highway Patrol and charged under a state immigration law that has been temporarily blocked since earlier this month. So you got police officers arresting someone under a law that shouldn't have taken effect, claiming that the man is illegally in the United States and he's an American-born citizen and a judge said so. That's what we're talking about here.
Right.
We also know that there is a Texas man who was picked up. I believe he was 19, has no criminal record, is a citizen, was sent to El Salvador. Like, these are mistakes. They are happening. It's real. Yep. It's present. It's occurring. So the idea of the Insurrection Act being invoked, given what Donald Trump has done in this other narrower set of even claimed powers under the Alien Enemies Act, is even more frightening.
Yes.
So I'll end with one PSA to everyone, and that is this. in your car, in your church, in your home, if you are approached by an immigration official requesting entry or to search or to interact with persons that are in your car, home, church, what have you, you can decline that. They will say that they have an immigration warrant. Ask them if they have a warrant issued by a federal Article III judge. Unless they have that, you do not have to consent to the search of your property, person, car, church, home, etc.
Right.
Okay, so here's the magic words. Please show me a warrant from an Article III federal court judge. That's what you need to ask. Sorry to go on about it, but it's really important.
No, it's important, and it's going to protect, I think, a lot of people. And we talk about the cases that you were just bringing up, and I know we want to go into a lighter side. Did you see the story of the doctor out of Pennsylvania? Her name is Lisa Anderson, and she has been given a letter of possible deportation because they say she's here on some weird visa, which she's never had.
That was the guy that I was talking about yesterday in Wisconsin.
Because
same
Lisa
thing.
Anderson is such a strange name.
Yes. I read that and I'm like, who's this highly suspect Lisa Anderson?
Right,
person?
Exactly. So, and she's a doctor. She's also a doctor. So it's crazy. And there's a lot of people speculating at this point in time, is that part of the Doge? Is that some of the mix up? So who knows? Who
yes.
knows? But you got some sage advice there from the attorney, Maggie Dawn. So now let's keep it light, right? It's Easter weekend, so we want to keep this very light. And so I love this. Our good friend Cam texted in today, and he wants to know, Maggie, have you ever had any sort of wacky hairstyle? We're going to go 30 seconds on this one, Jacob, and you can start that music whenever you're ready.
Yes. I went through a slight wacky hairstyle phase when I was in law school. I had a very like early 2000s asymmetrical short wedge haircut that was very, very burgundy for a while. Very burgundy. You couldn't even, it wasn't red. It was like very burgundy. I grew out of it. I think that's when I was, expressing some internal angst and anxiety yes. through my hair at that time.
Yes. I think at some point we all had a wedge haircut because you had to. Or
it was a thing back then.
Looked like your mom set a bowl on your head and just took the clippers all the way around.
I was just going to say, probably my worst hair ever. I love you, Mom. But.
We blame all of our childhood trauma on our mothers.
Shirley Dawn for surely gave me a bowl cut. She also loved a perm. And I have some pretty thick hair.
Mm-hmm.
So my perm was very
large,
very large, very round. Then I had a perm that was growing out and picture day was coming up. She sent me to the local spot to get a little haircut. Lady gave me a mullet. So I fully have a mullet in like my sixth grade class picture from St. Pius, the 10th grade school in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Hot stuff.
Yeah. No,
say I was awkward.
Yeah.
Probably until I was like in my mid-30s is probably pretty fair.
I was just always short. That's all. Like I was always the front row kid. That's where I always was in all the class
pictures.
You were
in the front row?
Always.
I was in the back row, Jamie.
I think I had one photo in kindergarten where I might have gotten put on the end in the back row, but then after, always
you
front
could just
row.
Call me back row Maggie. I was always in the back row.
I'm still always in the, I'm only 5'1". So I've always
But
still
you have an
row.
Enormously wonderful personality
well,
that
you.
Is neither cute nor unique,
thank
but
you.
Both cutely unique. Is that better?
Yeah, maybe.
Maybe. All right, we're going to take care of some business. We got Dale on the phone. We're going to give him a shot at it after these brief messages. My name is Maggie Dawn. We're doing another segment of Ask Maggie this afternoon. Get your questions in 855-752-4842. We'll be back. I'm going to keep running because the winner don't quit on
themselves. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Skilled trade workers are the backbone of every community and also the Army National Guard. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and in every other trade needed to accomplish the mission. These soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
It's more than a place to shop.
Schrader's Department Store is a 134-year-old cornerstone in the Manitowoc County community of Two Rivers. It's also the oldest, and not just in the state, but the country, still operated by the same family.
I am fourth generation. We've made the store just our own special spot now.
AJ Schrader runs the store with her sister, and like every generation, grew up working there.
My sisters and I were all raised in the department store from little on. I would wait on customers when I was 12. It's just a part of who we are. Our customers are what open the doors every day.
So it's a mix of new and old, including services like tailoring.
It's just a great place to be.
It really is a slice of Wisconsin you won't find anywhere else. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Up North News Radio.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Welcome back, everybody. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We're in a segment we call Ask Maggie. You can ask me basically anything you'd like, politics or not. I will give it my best shot to answer it in the time allotted. Had a great follow-up question. Tim from Eau Claire, thank you, Tim, listening on WCCFW. I was talking about things that people can do since April 20th, which is 90 days out from Donald Trump's inauguration, which is the deadline that Trump gave to Pete Hegseth and others on basically how to execute the deportation of 12 million people. We're afraid he might invoke the Insurrection Act and declare martial law. Who knows? I was giving people some pointers. If ICE agents approach you, your home, your church, your car, demand to search or enter, saying that they have an immigration warrant, you decline their offer. It is an offer. They will act like it is a demand. You ask them if they have a federal Article 3 judge-issued warrant, a federal judicial warrant. If they don't have it, they don't have a right to enter. Tim from Eau Claire says, what is to stop the ICE agent from saying, we don't need that type of warrant, and taking you anyways? Well, Tim, that's the rub, ain't it? Not much in the Trump administration. Here's what. Turn your phones on and record that. Turn your phones on and record that. We got a little feedback here. Chad from Greenfield, go ahead, sir. I understand you've got an objection to lodge.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty funny that Democrats are polling at all-time low, 21% currently. And yet you're giving advice how to counteract ICE agents, who the American people right now are overwhelmingly for in polls. But yeah, you guys won't mention Lake and Riley. You vote against the Lake and Riley Act.
I didn't vote, sir. I didn't vote. And I think the idea that she died is an abomination. That she died is an abomination. But American citizens kill way more citizens than do migrants.
Would you have voted for the Lake and Riley Act or no if you were in Congress?
It's a good question. I think I probably would have, Chad. I haven't read the bill in detail, but I probably would have supported that.
Well, I hope you would, but I notice that you don't defame anyone that does in your party. I think that's convenient. That's why you guys are part...
Convenient. Okay, Chad, I'm going to jump in here. First of all, when I give advice like this, advising people of their rights, of their due process right that is guaranteed to every person standing on American soil, I think is the ultimate act of a patriot. It's the ultimate act of a patriot in the face of a president who will not follow the Supreme Court's rulings. That is how I define patriotism.
A president has over double the ratings that Democrats have, by the way.
I don't care. At a certain... Listen, sir, let me... If you're going to have a discussion with me, and I'm willing to have this discussion with you, you got to give me a chance to respond. The entire point of the decision written by a Republican conservative jurist yesterday was that this isn't about a popularity contest. It's about our due process rights. Do those matter to you just as much as the popularity contest and the polls do? Does the Constitution matter?
People that are illegal in our country committing crimes who are on our federal list, it matters to me that they get out. It matters to me that our country...
Do you care, sir, about due process rights? Or are those just
illegal that has federal laws against them and they're not in our country in the first place? It cracks me up.
Chad, do you know that even if someone is a criminal and here illegally, they're entitled to a due process right? That's what the Constitution guarantees.
Do illegal people that are not in our country have constitutional rights?
Yes, they do. Yes, they do. Randomly? Chad, do you not I'm going to try this one more time. The Constitution protects people who are here illegally as to due process rights. Yes, it does. The Supreme Court.
Well, in order to have the due process, don't we have to apprehend them? If you just keep on telling them to let them go and avoid, how do they have the due process? How's the due process going to happen if you tell them to avoid federal officials?
Sir, I would tell them to cooperate with an ICE agent if I had faith that the federal government would afford them their due process rights. It would be a different discussion entirely.
How are they going to have due process if you tell them to avoid them? See, that's the funny thing. That's why you guys are...
Chad, come on.
You care more about them than you do about Lake and Riley.
First of all, that is offensive on its face. And the last time I checked, we didn't afford rights to people depending on whether or not they were popular. I care about Lake and Riley. I am offended that she was murdered, as I am every person who has the ultimate right, their right to life taken from them illegally. But in this country, we present evidence in a court. We don't have marauding gangs of ICE agents or citizens pick up other people, strip them of their due process rights. I don't trust ICE agents right now to provide due process, sir. That's my problem. How do you propose to solve that problem? I think we should prosecute murderers. I think we should deport people who are here illegally and commit crimes. Hell yes, brother. Will you stand with me? Will you stand with me on the air right now and say that you will stick up for the Constitution, that you believe in the Constitution?
Hello?
Yeah. Do you believe in the Constitution? Yeah,
well, of course I believe in the Constitution, but you're warping it your way. You're painting the...
I'm not warping it my way, Chad. Do you understand the Constitution protects illegal people and gives them the right to due process?
Of course, but if they're illegally, how are they going to have due process? Maybe if you're telling them to avoid the due process, you're telling them to avoid the ICE officials. How's the due process even going to happen?
What I'm saying, Chad, you are twisting, Chad, you are twisting what I'm saying beyond its intent. No, Chad, listen. What do you say when people are like, is this a chicken and the egg problem? What I just said to you was, hey, if I had faith that these people would be afforded due process and not sent to El Salvador and housed like animals in one of the world's most violent prisons, I would say submit yourself to the process. You can trust our court system. You can trust this administration.
So when Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton...
Here we go, the whatabouts. I'm done with that. Sorry, we had to hijack because, you know, things happen. I'll take some calls when we get back. Everybody is lining up on the phone lines. We're going to take them. We're going to get Terry Barr in there, too. Listen, nothing like a little Ask Maggie to get the blood pumping. One of our callers having an Ask Maggie question. How do you not swear on the air when you get all fired up? With great, great fortitude and control. Lori from Hayward, I see you. Mark, all of our callers, we're going to try to get to you. Dale from Wausau, everybody on the text lines. Hold your horses. We're going to get there. Brief message is and will be.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap.
CBS News Brief. In Tallahassee, several thousand people attended a vigil honoring the two people killed and six wounded in yesterday's shooting on the Florida State University campus. School President Richard McCullough.
It's the kind of tragedy that shouldn't happen. Not here. Not anywhere.
Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland is back home after meeting with Kilmar Obrego-Garcia in El Salvador.
He was handcuffed, shackled, and put on a plane along with some others where they couldn't see out of the windows. There was no way to see where they were going in the plane.
Van Hollen also says Obrego-Garcia has been transferred from the notorious CCOP prison to another facility. The White House criticizes the senator's trip. Spring is nowhere to be found in portions of Colorado and Wyoming. A late-season winter storm has disrupted ground and air travel. KKTV TV's Kevin Blomberg in Colorado Springs.
Everyone's going to see snow up and down into the west of I-25. Pretty widespread over the next 24 to 36 hours. Looking at some pretty healthy snow for much of the area.
CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Is it Dane time? Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks face the Pacers in the playoffs tomorrow at noon. Damian Lillard able to practice after dealing with deep vein thrombosis the past month. The story on ESPN.
I'm told he is still out game one. He's going to use the next several days to ramp up. But this is really a remarkable recovery for Damian Lillard, a guy a lot of people thought maybe would not even have came back.
Bucks head coach Doc Rivers.
It's not like he's been injured and working out. You know, he's been injured without working out. That's hard.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers host the A's. In Green Bay, the NFL draft is next week. Will Jair Alexander be back with the pack? Jordan Love.
That's a great question. Shout out to Ja, see what the deal is. But, Ja, he's got his own world going on. I'm going to let him handle his business and see what's going on. But that's my guy right there. He's definitely a player we need back. Just the play style he plays, who he is on the field. I mean, that's a guy we need.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Since we haven't heard Glenn Powell news in about 4 seconds, here is an update. The highly in-demand actor will co-write and star in a new comedy about a country western music star. Powell is partnering with Judd Apatow, with whom he will share writing credit for the script. Apatow, whose credits include The 40-Year-Old Virgin and Knocked Up, will direct. Powell's most recent credits were Hitman and the blockbusters Twisters and Top Gun 2. A legacy drummer is out of a job. The Who has decided to part ways with Zach Starkey after almost 30 years following a performance at the Royal Albert Hall in London. Starkey is the son of Beatles drummer Ringo Starr and the godson of original Who drummer, the late Keith Moon. Starkey apparently got into it on stage with lead singer Roger Daltrey. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy, maybe a shower tonight to a low in the mid-30s. Mostly sunny and a high in the mid-50s for Saturday. Increasing clouds Sunday, showers developing, high temperatures in the mid-50s. Showers continue Sunday night and linger on into Monday morning. It's 46 right now.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Mike Starr joins us here on Nightlight. Your timing, good fellas, Mike. What you just said was an ad-lib to De Niro. He's like security, and you're saying, you're looking at him.
Well, that whole scene was improvised. And Paul Hip, he said, make sure you don't call it ad-libbing. It's improvisation. It was quite a process that Martin Scorsese put us through over a few days that it would come out like that. It wasn't just like, hey, how you doing?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
Deb Cronmiller from the League of Women Voters talking about the SAVE Act.
The kind of voter fraud that this SAVE Act is targeting would be non-citizen voter fraud.
There is no evidence of this. Zero.
Non-citizens, no. They're not eligible to vote.
There is no reason to increase these restrictions on voting except to stop people who might not vote for them.
Matt Nair on air. Moving soon to its new time. Weekday mornings 9 to 11 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Pat Kreitlow.
On Monday, Laura Bird is back. The author and tireless bookstore promoter helps mark Independent Bookstore Day with ways you can support a local business.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
except when I do mind, and sometimes I mind a lot. Folks, my name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Been engaging in a lively discussion this afternoon about whether it means that I care more about people here illegally than I do care about Americans. If I explain to people who are here illegally how to protect their rights. And I want to answer that really briefly because I got upset with Chad. I'm sorry. We were having a little heated exchange. These things happen. Chad, brother, it is because I love and care about Americans and America so very much that I will refuse to permit the due process rights guaranteed in our Constitution to people here illegally to be abused. It is because of my love for Americans and America that I stand up and say what I have been saying. And by the way, I think the nearly 250 people sitting in a gulag in a concentration camp in El Salvador cooperated, and yet they had their due process rights ripped away from them illegally. We got a U.S. citizen picked up illegally in Florida. They cooperated. Where are their due process rights? That person's sitting in jail right now. I'm not having it. To be an American means to understand and care about the Constitution. Oh, let's go to the phones. Ollie from the Northwoods, you're up, ma'am.
Well, I would like to tell that gentleman caller that it's very hypocritical for the president to demand and receive all due process of the law over umpteen years. He's been given the benefit of the doubt and given all the due processes that were deemed for him. So for this gentleman to decline the due process of someone living here in the United States, when that's what the Constitution says, any person here, it doesn't say this person or that person, just any person.
You're 100% right, Ollie. Either the law matters, either the Constitution matters, or it doesn't. Or it doesn't. Dale from Wausau, thank you for being patient.
Yeah, thanks, Maggie. I would like to keep it light, but it's getting harder and harder to keep it light.
Yes, sir.
I had heard about another Texas man that you had mentioned that was deported by mistake. I'm hoping that something is being done to get him back here. All of these 250 should be brought back and given due process. And how many more deportees were deported by mistake, especially because none of the deportees were given due process? And this is the most troubling thing by far to come out of the Trump administration, the denial of due process.
It strikes at the heart of America. As I've said repeatedly, the single most important right in a democracy is the right to petition the government for redress before the government takes your property or puts your person, your body, into a prison. To petition the government for redress. This is the foundation of our democracy. That is what is at stake. No more, no less. Cam from Appleton, very patient, my friend. What say you this afternoon?
Thank you. Chad, you got to understand that the whataboutism nonsense doesn't really jive with most anyone. But even if you were to boil it down to that, the president just said about the Florida University shooting that happened, just, oh, these things just happen. But he raised absolute hell over the Teslas being exploded because that hurt his buddy. Like, students shouldn't be afraid in schools. You want to talk about Lake and Riley. Why are we putting up, like, that is a horrible event. It should never have happened. That gentleman that person that murdered her got due process. Mr. Garcia did not. None of those people that got deported did not.
Yes, 100%, Cam. Thank you for those points. Mark, you're up next. Go ahead, sir.
Thank you. Yeah, the guy that murdered Lake and Riley happened to be an illegal immigrant. I mean, more, like you mentioned, more actual citizens have committed that kind of crime than immigrants. He's an outlier. And why they had to have a law to prove a point, they're just trying to prove some kind of point. I mean, you're pointing out specifically what the Constitution actually says is that no person, every person is due the due process rights, and to remind him that every single one of our founders would have been considered an illegal by the British government, who we're trying to separate ourselves from. They would have been hauled off and tortured and probably drawn and quartered, under the Court of England. I mean, that the law is supposed to mean something. For everybody is entitled to due process. Every single one of these deportees is entitled to due process. And for the Trump administration, all the people advocating for the Trump administration, operating under the Trump administration, their job is to faithfully execute the law, and they are not doing it. They're in violation of their oath of office.
100%. That's what a Republican judge wrote yesterday. It will reduce their oath of office to meaninglessness. It will turn the law, rule of law in this country into lawlessness. He begged our friend Chad. Chad, the judge was talking to you when he said this case presents a chance to vindicate the rule of law in America and to summon the best that is within you, Chad, while there is still time. Charles, sir, always good to see you. Ooh, I'm getting a lot of feedback on Charles, so I'm going to let him go. Thanks so much, folks. I want to get in my good friend Terry Barr for What's Good Local and Overlooked, because we all need a little bit of that. I mean, I have some final thoughts on this very topic in the last segment of the day, so keep it locked right here. But let's bring Terry on. Thanks so much for hanging out a little bit, Terry. So important to talk to folks about this. People are fired up. Fired up. Terry, you there? There you are.
I am here. And indeed, it's been very interesting to listen to the conversation and the callers. Everybody really has their heart kind of laying out there with regards to this. And thank you, Maggie, for leading such an important discussion, too.
Trying my best. It's Friday. Yes. Long weeks.
Long weeks. I'm here to lighten it up for you. I've got two fun things.
Excellent.
Let's start with this. I know everybody's so excited about the NFL draft in Wisconsin, in Northeast Wisconsin, of all places, Green Bay. It's going to be amazing. But I bet this is something you didn't know. The city, of course, is trying to put on its best face because 250,000 people are going to be showing up. And of course, it will be seen around the world. So if you're thinking, well, what could I do to tie in football and Earth Day? This is what's happening. The city is opening up multiple opportunities for anybody who wants to come and clean up. They have various places where they're going to be planting new trees, whacking the weeds, and simply just making everything look as gorgeous as it can. And I talked to one of the city leaders about this. He's the communications manager, Michael Bergman. I love this. He called it, we have pig skin pride and a loving purpose. So there you go. If you want to sign up and do something on Earth Day, which is Tuesday, and tie it in with the NFL draft, go to the website. It's greenbaywi.gov. And you can find all kinds of information and chances to sign up to help out. If that's your way to get involved in the draft, that's a good one.
You get combo. I am personally so excited to see the draft in Green Bay. We had the director of public affairs for the Packers on the show yesterday, which was so much fun.
Aaron has been there forever. Aaron Poppy. He has worked there forever. forever.
He was a great guest. We certainly look forward to having him back. Maybe to give us a little redux on how the draft went. That would certainly be a bunch of fun.
Yeah, well, and it's so interesting when they think it could be 250,000 people visiting. Green Bay is only 100,000 people. So this is just going to be bonkers and so much fun to watch. I have so much pride in Green Bay right now.
I've been a big UWGB fan for a long time.
Yeah.
A guy that played high school hoops for my high school, Rufus King, went to UWGB, and his dad was the coach there for a long time. So I've always watched UWGB and especially their men's hoops program, and it's big fan of that city, big fan of Green Bay Pride.
Well, here's the next thing for you. I know you said Wonderful. You kind of wanted to have a sort of an Easter discussion at the end of the show. So I'm bringing you some bunnies. How about this?
Oh, give me some bunnies.
Okay, good. Well, you know, Easter and the Easter bunny. But if you're thinking about adding a bunny to your family right now, you know, many humane societies out there will say, wait, think about it. Don't do it just on the last minute idea, you know, even just because it's Easter. Here's a great idea I just learned about. The Oshkosh Area Humane Society works with families and helps kids learn what it would take to adopt an actual bunny. But first, you have to adopt what I would call stuffed animal bunny. This is such a great idea. They help you learn how to take care of it and what it actually means if you get a real bunny. So let's hear what Emily Anderson, who is with the shelter, says about this program.
The younger children who maybe don't have a pet at home can have the experience of coming to a humane society and seeing adoptable bunnies that they can then be responsible for when they take them home, while learning about how to care for real bunnies. If they maybe are missing a tail or an eye or a button on their little outfits, we have one of our staff person who fixes them up, you know, heals their boo-boos so they're all ready to go. So just like the real live bunnies if they have issues. So typically we like them to come here and meet the bunny, fill out an adoption application. They can fill out the application before they come here online on our small animals page. And then meet the bunny, meet with Sarah, talk through all the care and behavior and nutrition that they need. And usually Sarah will let them go home with the bunny the same day.
That's so
hands-on
cute.
Learning, Maggie. How about it? And the stuffed bunnies that the kids have to take home first, those are all rescued as well from area thrift stores. I think this is a fabulous idea and something that I had never heard of before.
That is just so lovely and heartwarming. Yeah. Thank you, Terry. I needed that. I think everybody listening needed that. What are you doing? Do you celebrate the holiday get together? Anything special planned for the weekend?
We do. It's always a family weekend. So that's the plan this weekend, to see family and just kind of relax for a minute before everything cranks up for the draft and Earth Day next week.
Well, have a wonderful time with your
Thank
family.
You.
I have Thanks. To say, one of the items on my agenda for the weekend is I love a spring pea soup.
Oh.
That is one of my like ab fab things to eat. And I love making soups because you can make a huge vat of soup and then freeze it and you've got it. So I'll be making some spring pea soup this weekend in celebration. I will share a bit with some of my friends. My folks are still in Arizona, so I'll be doing like the Friendsgiving version of Easter, I guess. Is how
oh, good,
put it.
Good.
So that'll be a bunch of fun and certainly nourishing, I hope, as well. Some
yes.
good
Do you
food.
Put the ham bone in the pea soup.
Oh, hell yes, because it tastes delicious. But yes. that is a different type. So that is like a bean soup. When I do a bean, like a white bean soup, that gets the ham bone. But the spring pea, I mean, that brilliant green, creamy mm-hmm. soup. Oh, you're making me hungry, Terry, and I'm the one that's talking about it.
Well, I hope you enjoy it, and everyone have a wonderful weekend. And if you celebrate, happy Easter.
Happy Easter if you celebrate it, Terry, and happy Passover to everybody that is listening. If that is your holiday of celebration, we're going to come back with some final thoughts on this heavy week of news. My name is Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, the Chippewa Valley's home for Matinee on Air.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
If you could change your name, if you could pick your own name, what would you change it to? Daniel Wheeler says, linguistically, Pete's last name is interesting because it requires a wet mouth. Requires a wet mouth to pronounce it correctly. Pete Schwabba, you have to have a wet mouth to say that? That sounds so perverse, Daniel.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Ann from Chippewa Falls.
What are Republicans voting for? If they're not voting for Medicare, Medicaid, clean energy, clean water.
Tax cuts for billionaires. You wouldn't get a lot of votes for that. So you have to create an enemy. And somebody says, blame all these people like women and immigrants and black and brown folks. Your brain will sometimes want to accept that because it's the easiest of off ramps to all of the anxiety and existential fear that you've got.
The Maggie Dawn Show, moving soon to its new time, weekdays 4 until 6 on Civic Media and on the app.
That first time seeing my son, I feel like my life did a 180. He really a definition of like why he loves somebody.
Through all of fatherhood's firsts, never stop being a dad. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
You are listening to your local Civic Media radio station on air. Thank you. Did you know we are always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app too? And if you miss a show or game, find it wherever you get your podcasts or on our website, civicmedia.us.
This is 93.5 The Tap.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
I remember when we broke up the first time, saying this is it, I've had enough. Welcome back, everybody. Last segment of the week for me and for you as my most valued listeners. I'm Maggie Dawn. You're listening to the Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Calendar check, everybody. Not only is it the NFL draft week next week, starting on Wednesday. You can find me in a new time slot. I've got the drive time slot now from 4 to 6 p.m. I hope to see and hear all of you there with me next week, but Monday and Tuesday, regular schedule, 2 to 4. I got one of our longtime listeners, Tom from L.A., on the horn. Tom, your thoughts. We've been having quite the discussion about the most fundamental of democratic values, due process.
Yeah, Maggie, first I just want to say that Chad is dripping with white privilege, and I'm lucky I have white privilege as well, but at least I notice that I have white privilege. All these people that seem to be, you know, being kidnapped or, you know, done away with seem to have a little more melanin in their skin, if you've noticed. And I want to know, what is it that we can do to communicate to people? I was talking to a friend of mine last night on the phone, and she started bringing up all this stuff. I mean, she's a person that voted for Kamala, thank God. But she's also a person that said, well, you know, the guy did threaten his wife, and he probably should have been. And I'm like going, that doesn't matter. The whole point is you're supposed to have due process. You're supposed to have Miranda rights read to you. You're supposed to be able to go in front of a court. But it's like, it just does not get through to some of these people. It's almost like in this country, we've become guilty until proven innocent, rather than innocent until proven guilty. So I'm just asking you what your thoughts are on how would you handle a person like this that just doesn't really seem to get the whole idea of, you know, it's not like they're just being sent down to the local jail. They're actually being sent to
a gulag
prison.
Yeah, a concentration camp. Here, let me start here, Tom. I'll just say this. This stuff ain't new or surprising to black and brown folks in this country, not one little bit. and the legacy of resistance and standing up for civil rights, even for the civil rights of groups that some people think are the poo on our shoe, that resistance has always been led by Black and brown folks and women folks in the LGBTQIA community. Always. But folks are tired. So we gotta step up for people who may have a little bit more melanin in their skin in this moment. Here's what I would say to people. Oh, he's a bad guy, so who cares? So he's a bad guy, you say? Great, go into court and prove it. You prove he beat his wife, committed a crime, prove he's a gang member. Okay, deport him. It's that simple. Donald Trump enjoyed lots of due process. Lots of it. All the due process Donald Trump got. In this country, we are supposed to be equal under the law. Period. Hi, Richard. Hi, Rick. How you doing? Thanks for calling back.
I'm doing pretty good. I have a question and a kind of a sarcastic opinion on polls and the Constitution.
Go for it, sir.
I think, you know, when they collected the Nazi SS criminals, the Jewish foundation or people, they got them on the street. They didn't go to the door. Doesn't ownership of the dwelling have something to do with your rights?
Yeah, Rick, if you have ownership or you have control, that means you can either grant or not grant entry to whom you choose. And if you choose not to, they have to have a warrant to enter. And it's not an ICE warrant. It's a warrant issued by a state or federal court judge. That's why immigration warrants, it's deceptive. That's the deal. Immigration warrants don't require a finding of probable cause. Probable cause is the thing that causes a warrant to be issued for someone's detention and or arrest. That's the due process. Then you have a hearing on the basis for the deportation. That's how it's supposed to work here. We got limited time left, so let me get to it. It's Easter. Pilate said to them, "Whom do you want me to release to you, Barabbas or Jesus, who is called Christ?" The chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitudes that they should ask for Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, "Which of the two do you want me to release to you?" They said, "Barabbas." Pilate said to them, "What then shall I do with Jesus, who is called Christ?" And they all said to him, "Let him be crucified." Then the governor said, "Why, what evil has he done?" But they all cried out all the more, saying, "Let him be crucified." When Pilate saw that he could not prevail at all, he took water, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, "I am innocent of the blood of this just person." For those that will be attending Easter services, if Pilate tried to give Christ due process, to ask the multitudes, "What crime has this man committed? How dare you call yourself a Christian and call for the crucifixion of those that have been not afforded that most fundamental right? How dare you?" I hope that you are all well this weekend. I hope that you are all safe. The resistance is real. It is every day in each and every one of your voices. Thank you for being with me today. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together for due process.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire, the Valley's home of Nightlight with Peach Wabba.
Earl Ingram.
It's Motown Monday on the Earl Ingram Show, and I'm dedicating this episode to you, the listeners. Your voices matter, and I want to hear how significantly we influence your lives.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings at 9.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel.
Ross calling in.
Thanks for your show. I'm just wondering if we're watching or witnessing a legal system that, where what we thought was precedent is now going to be sort of cast away.
The reality is the question that you raise about the future and what are the implications when, in fact, the things we understood always to be bedrocks of our community, of our nation, are no longer that.
Amicus, a law review, Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Jennifer Kuiper. Investigators say the suspect in yesterday's deadly shooting at the Florida State University campus is not cooperating. FSU student Reed Siebold has had classes with the suspect.
Phoenix had a history of espousing alt-right and white supremacist rhetoric. I remember hearing somewhere that at some point he said that Rosa Parks was in the wrong.
CBS's Skylar Henry says police are investigating the shooter's stepmother, a sheriff's deputy. Authorities say it was her retired service weapon that was used to kill two people and wound six others.
The Leon County Sheriff's Office says that Jessica Eichner, an 18-year veteran with the sheriff's office serving as a sheriff's deputy, requested to be placed on personal leave. They are conducting their own internal investigation. As of now, they say that no violations have taken place as it relates to how she stored or whether she perhaps gave that service weapon to.